A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the subject of answers. We have looked at how God answers prayers. We said the aim of every prayer or intercession is answer. That is the goal, answers from God. Joseph told Pharaoh, he said, the Lord himself will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Everybody wants answer to his prayers. And when we pray, God answers by showing us secrets. Call unto me and I will answer. And I will show you. So God shows things. When he shows, then progress is achievable. Direction is possible. Instruction is gotten when God shows you what to do. God also answers by remembering. He answers when he remembers. And he causes people also to remember you. Number three, God answers by sending help and helpers. He answers, number four, by making a way. Where there seems to be no way, God is a specialist in making a way for his people. Number five, God answers by coming down. He came down for the children of Israel after 430 years of slavery in Egypt. He came down for Paul and Silas. And when God came down, the foundations of the prisons were shaken. Of course, the chains in their hands and the shackles on their feet fell off. The doors of the prison also opened for them. When God comes down, a turnaround is inevitable. For our discussion on this point number six, let's consider the word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, from verse 7 to verse number 9. Paul the apostle wrote, and he said, and lest I should be exalted above measures by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measures. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. How does God answer prayers again? God answers by strengthening you. He answers by giving you the grace to endure whatever challenge or situation you are going through. So God gives grace as a way of answer to prayers. God gives strength. He strengthens you to continue in that situation. In this passage, Paul told us there is no problem that God allows in the life of a man that does not have a reason. There is no challenge a man faces that does not have a purpose. Everything in life serves God's purpose, including your pain, including your ailment, including that challenge, including what the enemy may be doing. God allows some things sometimes to toughen you, to build up spiritual stamina in you. He allows challenges sometimes to increase your faith. When you go through such challenges, problems, such issues in your life, God strengthens you to continue. And so in this passage, because of the very many revelations given to Paul the apostle, God allowed that thorn in his flesh so that he will not be exalted beyond measures. And Paul said this thorn was a messenger of Satan. And then he said, I sought the face of the Lord. Paul said, I asked God for his interventions and for his answers. I asked God for healing. I asked that this problem, this messenger of Satan, be dealt with absolute finality in my life. But look at the answer that God gave to Paul. He said, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. So God is saying, I am not going to eliminate this challenge. I am not going to remove this problem. I am not going to heal this sickness. I want you to receive sufficient grace from me. My grace is sufficient. And this grace perfects my strength in your weakness. My strength is revealed in your weakness. And therefore, would want you to continue like that. Look Look at Paul. Paul understood the purpose of the challenge or the trouble in his life. He knew it was because God wanted him to remain humble in the face of the many revelations that God has given to him. Two times in verse number 7, Paul said, "Lest I should be exalted above measures." And again, towards the close of that verse, he said, "Lest I be exalted above measures." So Paul understood the reason why God allowed the challenge in his life. And God said, "I want you to take grace, to take strength in my grace. My grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect in weakness." Dear listener, when you pray sometimes for a change in a particular situation, God, what God does is to give you the strength, to give you the grace to continue and to go through that situation. He does not want to abort the process for your maturity. He wants you to go through that challenge. He does not want to end abruptly the process that will strengthen you in him and in the faith. He wants you to go through it. So God gives you the strength to continue. May strength from heaven be available to you in all situations of life in the name of Jesus. Don't forget what the prophet Isaiah said. He said, "He giveth power to the faint." God gives power to the faint, and to those that are without might, he increases strength. So giving strength to his people is one way God answers prayers. He gives you the strength to continue. He gives you the strength to overcome challenges and the temptations of life. He gave Elijah the strength to continue in his journey for 40 days until he got to the mountain of God. So God strengthens us when we pray. You may wish to call this strength grace. So God engraces you. He gives you grace to go through that problem. He gives you grace to go through that loss. He gives you the grace to endure that pain. Grace or strength to hold on. Grace or strength not to compromise. Strength to press on. Stamina to move on. This is one way that God answers prayers. He energizes his people. He strengthens his people. He empowers them. He engraces them to press on, to move on, to endure, so ultimately they could arrive at the place that he has destined for them. God has destined a great and a glorious place for you. And so he gives you the strength to go through whatever you meet along the way. And because Paul was strengthened of God to press through and to go through whatever he saw in his life and in his ministry, Paul could say to the Romans in chapter number 8, and beginning from verse 35, Paul wrote and he said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." In verse 38, he said, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." In spite of all this that Paul enumerated, he was simply saying, "The Lord has strengthened me to overcome all of this, to press on in spite of all these challenges and distresses and troubles and principalities and powers and persecution and famine and nakedness and peril and what have you." May the Lord strengthen you to press on and get to the place that he has destined for you in spite of the challenges or the adversities of life in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray, "Father, strengthen me to press on in the journey of life. Strengthen me to continue in the faith. Strengthen me not to look back or to give up in the name of Jesus." Father, I pray that you will strengthen me to continue in the journey of life. Strengthen me to continue in the journey of faith. Help me not to give up. Help me not to cave in spite of challenges and circumstances of life. Help me to press on. Help me to get to the place that you have destined for my life. I receive that strength. I receive that stamina in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray and say, "Father, in my weakness, perfect your strength. Reveal your strength manifest your strength in the name of Jesus. Our Father, I pray that in my weakness, you will manifest and perfect your strength. In my weakness, you will reveal your strength in the name of Jesus. Let the strength of you, the living God, be made known, be made manifest in my weakness, and let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to receive the grace, the stamina, the strength to get to the place that God has destined for you, not to be deterred by challenges and circumstances, to press on in spite of those challenges. Father, I receive the strength, I receive the stamina, I receive the grace to get to the place that you have destined for me in the name of Jesus. I receive the strength not to look back, not to give up, not to be deterred in the face of challenges and difficult situations and circumstances of life. I receive strength and stamina. I receive the grace to press on and to get to my place in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I'd like you to begin to overcome every challenge, every hurdle, every problem along your path to destiny. I overcome every challenge. I subdue every enemy. I cross every hurdle along my path to destiny in the name of Jesus. Every challenge, every problem on my way to victory, to greatness, I overcome, I win, I conquer by the strength of the Almighty in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the strength of the Almighty God will be available for you to press on. And I receive for you the grace to get to your place in life and in destiny, in spite of the challenges of life, in spite of the hurdles of life. I receive for you that grace, that strength, that stamina to overcome and to get to your place. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later tonight for our Ezra project. Join us at 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. Don't forget, beginning from Friday the 25th of this month, 10 days at Shiloh commences. Join us for 10 days at Shiloh at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join any of these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.